So, let's look over here. The Rambam in Perek Yud-Gimel of Schiris Halacha Zayin, the last halacha in Hilchos Schiris. The Rambam is very common. It's not always, but it's at the end of one of the set of halachas, like the last halacha or two, will be like a Musar's thought. And actually, there's a sefer called Musrei HaRambam. They relock at all of the Musar parts of the Rambam, you know, that you found throughout. So once in a while, I'll throw in like a Musar thought along with it. It's very common at the end of a set of halachas, he'll do that. Just like the Balabai has a command not to anyway withhold the payment of his workers. So the Ani who's working is warned not to in any way detract from the work. He's wasting his time, he's not working hard. He has to be very, very focused to use his time appropriately. Sheikh Peter al Bracha Reviyah Shabrachas the Mazan Shalya Baruch. So the Mor says that they relieved the workers. We don't do this nowadays. Tais already pointed out we don't do this nowadays. But Bizman Chazal, they relieved the workers from saying the last bracha of benching because Tolan Drabonan, so they have a power to do that. Because they shouldn't be mavato from the work of the balabais, like so the extra 2 minutes they take to say the last bracha. So maybe they said the bracha took 4 minutes. And a person has a chiyuv to work his best to his fullest capacity. So Yaakov Hatzadik Omar, Yaakov this week parshas Vayetze tells Rachel Leah, keep kol kochi avati es avichet. I worked for your father with kol kochi, with all my abilities, all my strength, all my abilities. I didn't hold back any of that. I put all of my effort, all my strength into my service of what I was committed to do. And that's why he was paid back not only in the world to come, but in this world as well, because the person is mitzvah and lechaveroi. The person can eat the paris b'alam mazeh, the scars of the mabo, the paris b'alam mazeh, whereas the mitzvah b'alam mokim, the paris are not b'alam mazeh. So he was rewarded with financial success because of his diligence, etc. Go back to Halacha Vav. So he's contrasting the following halacha. So there's a halacha that when I take an animal for work, so I cannot muzzle it. So what about the situation where Reuven's borrowing Shimon's porah to work in the field? So the halacha is that Shimon can't muzzle the animal. So Reuven has this great idea. I won't feed my animal on Tuesday because I know Wednesday Shimon's going to be working with him, so he can't muzzle him. So he'll eat up a lot of food on Wednesday. So I'll starve him on Tuesday. So I save myself money because, you know, you're allowed to do that. So the Balapora is allowed to starve his animal that he should take more advantage of the disha. And the person who's renting the animal can say, you know, he's going to go out there into the field and eat up the kernels of wheat. I have some straw over here. Let him eat the straw. This way he won't eat up the wheat. So you can do that too. All right, so the owner of the poro was thinking that he's going to copper iron, you know, have, and you know, some very good healthy food. So I filled him up on junk food. You want to do that too? So that's my response back. Kiyotzeboi. That when the Pilim are working in the field, they have a right to take the grapes and eat them. So the Balabais is allowed to give the Pilim yayin. I love him harbe. Wine gives you a feeling of being satiated, so they're not going to eat too many grapes when they're working. Okay? Rishon Pilim of Little Pita Bitsir. and the Poelim have a right to dip their bread into this salty type of a thing, a brine, Kadesh Yerchel Lamahar, which apparently facilitates eating more grapes. So, even though there seems to be some element of they're taking advantage of the system, Chazal Danal Aser is, you know, they're doing something which is totally mutter. However, so we're allowed to sort of like take advantage of the system, you know, fine, but this you can't do. He cannot work. I can't rent myself out as a worker by day and then stay up at night and do other work, because I'm not going to be able to serve. I'm not going to be able to serve properly, work properly, because I'm exhausted, because I'm late at night. Elodish parosa arvis laskira shacharis, give his animal to work with his animal at nighttime, and then rent it out the next morning. The animal's tired. Well, yeah, marv masagiv atzmoi, person can't starve himself. Umachal mazonis of levonov, and they gather shemalat shabalabais. I'm hired to be a worker, and I come home with this limited food. So I say, you know what, dear children, you take all the food, and I'll go without food. So you know, I'll do that. You have a contract. You have to work with your karkas as best as you can for the person who hired you. So if you're going to forgo all the food to the children and starve, you can't work properly. So the father's not allowed to give the food to Shoni Mokhir. Because of his commitment to this balabai, the person who hired him, he must eat, even though it's going to limit the food for his children.
You said earlier that the owner of the animal can starve the animal with the hope that the animal will eat on the job.
Right. So that's what he's contrasting over here. So he's saying that a person doesn't respond well to that. So, right. An animal doesn't have that limitation, but a person does not respond well. The person is more sensitive to the lack of food, and a person is going to do that to himself. He's not going to be able to work properly the next day, so he's not going to do that.
The employer doesn't have to feed the worker, does he? The animal, you're feeding the animal.
Correct. I mean, there are report, unless there was. Well, there's a whole thing about the din of the employer feeding the animal. So the commitment of the worker to work for the balabai is a real commitment. You know, as Rama says, the person that he has to work with kol kasha. So he cannot moonlight a second job, or he can't be a cheapskate. Okay, go to this page over here. The story behind the page, because it looks like it's a strange page.
Yeah.
So the yeshiva has a database called Oitzar Chochma. Oitzar Chochma has on it over 80,000 different swarm, which
wow.
Most of them, you know, with some level of search capability. So when they... You know, older swarm, which there's no copyrights, etc. They you can print them. More recent swarm, so many of them they've purchased from the publishers and the authors the rights to allow the people who use the software to print. So, Masad Rav Kook, all of the Masad Rav Kook Rishonim, the Ritwas, the Ramban, the Ritwas, and the Rashmas. I'm sorry. Tosa Rush are all available on this software, and I can print from. I can print, you know, 5 pages from the Rashba, etc.
Oh.
They recently added all of the Oizva Hadar Sorim, which is there's a Gemara called Masifta Gemara and Shas, etc. So they don't allow printing, so you can't print. Can't. Download that. You can't download. You can make a PDF out of it, etc. So instead of going through PDF process, etc., what I did was there's something called print screen. So I just took there's 2 pages. I did the print screen of the 2 pages, and then put it into Word document, blew it up.
That would be the same thing as printing it?
You know, obviously, when they're putting it into the computer, and that the print screen is part of what the computer works, it means that that much, this is such a tircha, nobody's going to do this in a larger. The point is, they're afraid people are not going to come out of the safer. If I can print everything I want from the safer, you have to do it page by page. You can't do multiple pages at a time. You have to sit there and expand. It's a whole headache. Everything else, you just hit print, it prints.
Right.
But they're putting it on the computer, means they're doing, by definition, there's something called print screen and a safer. It means that if they didn't want that, they shouldn't have agreed to the whole thing. But they have to assume that they're not mocking on it.
You know, you can crop this later if you wanted to.
Yeah, I could.
Nice. More work.
Yeah, I think we're not. So what they did is a fascinating thing over here. They put out a Masechtas Ovos with a leak of all the different proportions. They also malachit all the chazals. So normally what they did is malachit chazals, you know, you picture like you'll find the chazals which are directly on the Mishnah. They did it by topic. So if the Mishnah talks about topic X, they brought all the chazals to talk about topic X on that Mishnah.
That's cool.
Okay, so the Mishnah in the Obis in the first parak talks about Ahoivas Malacha. You should love work. Okay, so they bring over here all of the Gemaras which talk about that. The importance of work. If we have enough time, we'll see a few other pieces about it. And then, so how does that balance out with the idea that nowadays, you know, some people are learning full time and not working? That's all. It's all in the packet. Okay. So on that, so they mamash present it like a Gemara. You have the Mishnah, you have the Gemara, you have the Pirush, and you have the, and you basically have, as it were, like a Rashi Pirush, but a lot of times it actually is the Rashi. These are Gemaras and these are Chazals, so there's Rashi on it. So they'll bring the Rashis. And they'll bring where and they tell you where they're from. It just can't, it doesn't play out so well. Like this is a Tosefta and Kedushin. You know they're going to raise this. Fine. Okay. So he goes to some of the Chazals. Tanur Yosef Adatam Esederach Yechuba. So Chazal Dasha Adatam is that based Chayim. It's teaching them how to have a way to support themselves. Adatam. Then Tanu Rishmol Bechart Bechayim Ze Umnes. A person Bechart Bechayim means a person has to choose a way to provide him a livelihood. The more says in Hedron Shev Shani Havikat. There was a famine which lasted for 7 years. But Baba de Umna Lo Chalav. But didn't go past the doorway of the Umna. Was the Rofe. Or since he had a pranasa, so it didn't affect him. Rav Chayv Bibnoi, the Moila Leftoisa Lam the Torah, the Sea of Isha, the Lam the Umnis, Bishamar Aflashita Menor. So Father Zachiev to Mitzvah Haben Al Ha'av is the Father Zachiev to take care of these things for the child, to be, give him a meal, etc. But also says he has the Father Zachiev to teach the child, Umnis. So you should see life with the woman that you love. So so that either the pasuk means it's being referring to allegorically. Means a way of livelihood. Or it means, mamash, you should live together with your wife. But then we darshan like this. Im isha mamashi, kishem shechayv l'siyo, kachayv l'olam da'umnes. Im tarahi, kishem shechayv l'olam da'tara, kachayv l'olam da'umnes. Yishem ha'af l'ashita menor, v'tayma chiyusahi. So you have a chiyav to make sure that to marry him off and to give him a livelihood, or to teach him Torah and give him a livelihood. The Mor says, "Rehudam or Kol Shenam Alam the Umnis, Kilo Alam the Listers." If you don't teach him how to support himself, you're teaching him how to steal. I benayu ke benayu the Agmarei Iska. So you taught him business. You didn't teach him an Umnis. You taught him how to do business. So, right. you've given him a livelihood. On the other hand, you recur to the beauty, it must be dafka umnus, not business. Tanya Rabbi Yomer, ein lecha umnus averis mina oilam. There are many different fields of endeavor. None of them are going to end. They always will have a need for these things. Asher misha roya es harav umnes mu'ula, oila misha roya es harav umnes peguma. For example, yevshal oilam below boisim and below bursaki, you need perfumers and you need tanners. Tanners smell horrible. Perfumeries smell wonderful. Asher misha, so you need both. Somebody's got to be the tanner. But Asher Mishum Nasa Boisim Voila the Mishum Nasa Bursaki. Yashal Allah below Zkarm, the Kavis. Asher Mishum Shabbanam Zkarm, Voila Mishabbanam the Kavis. Whatever that means. One of the Mephorshim says the Derek Tzachus. The problem is not having the girls, the problem is when his boys are girls.
What? I didn't follow what you just said.
It says Asher, the person who his Bonavar Zkarm. An oil is a person who's born of Renekavis. So they said, so you're saying it's bad to have girls? They said, no, it's bad to have born of Renekavis. He said, say, Asher Misha born of Zacharim, well, Misha Benois of the Kavis. He says, if you have boys or like girls, that's like a problem. Anyway,
Well, that's interesting.
Remember, Malolim Yelamed Adam Espinoy Umlus Nakiyo Kala Ibakas Rachamin the Mishar Shem and Chasim Shaloi. You have to teach him Umlus Nakiyo Bekala. It's not a difficult type of work, and it's something which will keep the person physically clean, legally clean, etc. And Davin. You should daven to one that gives all riches. The source is not the business, the source is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shem li hakesev li azov num Hashem tzavokais. The type of stitch, which not everybody was familiar with how to do. So you would be the person who knows how to make that type of a stitch. Bar made everything in the proper time. The Bereshim give each person that he likes his work. He's inclined to his work. Our Papa Hanan Damrinchi tell the Kara the Bereach Acher vi the day of it. If you would make it a nice way for the Chazir to be nice and clean, it still ends up going back to being dirty. Because that's how it's used to. That's what's normal for it. So, wherever you try, you can end up being in the right place. Okay. Let's skip down to about 2, 4, 6, 8 lines on the bottom. Omer Rukhiya Mishmei the Ula. Godel and the Hanam Yigiya Yersim and Yerushimayim. So the Morris says that a person who benefits from his work, means he's supporting himself, is better than a person at Yerushimayim. You look up Yerushimayim, Ksiv, Asher Ish, Yereyas Hashem. You look up at Hanam Yigiya, Ksiv, Yigiya Bacha Kisechel, Ashecha Betayv Loch, 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 Betayv Loch. So there's a certain level of benefit that a person who's working and supporting himself gets greater than a person who's not, and just as Yerushimayim. Lelem yaskarim atzer lavoida shezara loy b'litzarch lebrius. It's better that you should hire yourself out for work that you're not familiar with, unfamiliar work, rather than need to take stock. It's better you should be the person who's going and flaying carcasses in the shuk publicly and getting paid than saying, I'm a gavara, but it's beneath my dignity. Okay. He worked it's like a sharecropper. You know, he worked the Rechayim, and he got paid part of the profits for his work. Sheshes Misasa Bikshuri, he was busy with carrying beams. It push and warms you up. You work hard, you get all heated up. So at least in the winter, that's a very geshmaka thing. Yurukad also the Beit Midrasha. Shaka Gulfal Katsve. Amagadala Malacha Shemachabedis is Baleha. While he was going to Beis Medrash, he would act as a porter. He'd carry these jugs on his shoulder. He says, Gdala Malacha Shemachabedis is Baleha. The fact that I'm working is a covet. Shimon Shakal Sana Al Kasway, he took this basket on his shoulder, Magdala Malacha Shemachabedis is Baleha. Or Mayor Bure Kamagadal Kerchash Malacha. You want to see how significant Malacha is? Because the Dinam Dal Vehe, sure, should beat them, which sure works. Sheep don't work. They just, grow fleece. Sure, should beat them Malacha, Chamisha, Seshla, beat them Malacha, Arba. Yehuda Ben Meser, or Misha, Ainla Malacha, Allah says, he doesn't have any work. So what should you do, Mayasa? So we'd say, sit and learn, right? It's not the answer that Rabbi Nosson gives. Im yesh chotzer harbe, asada harbe, somebody probably should be chareva. Yesh chotzer chareva, asada chareva. Yerach mizasi, but deal with fix up your house. You know, fix up your problems in your house. You know, he'll do something. Shem Yatara Nitna Bibris, Kach Malacha Nitna Bibris, Shemar Sheshim Tavoyin, Shiz Komatecho, Bimashvi Shabbos Hashem Malakecho. Shabbos is only to be understood in the context of the fact that you're working during the week.
Isn't that called Bitul Torah?
Okay, so that's we'll see over here. I'm sorry?
Isn't that called Bitul Torah?
What working is?
If he has no job to do, then he have to go and dig a ditch.
Right. Go do something in your fix up the house. Go learn. And I'm looking for an excuse to do something. Like, what's the problem? That's the question. Okay. I'm not sure I'm going to answer all the let's go back a step. I think I told you my story about the color war. The color war entails we had the boys come. Okay, I'll repeat the story. I'm sure I told you the story somewhere along the lines, but you'll remember it as I'm going along. So it's summertime in Tel Zeshiva. They have a camp called Camp Kotur. I was younger man, older younger man in the color, but I wasn't involved in the camp. So I'm sitting learning base manager. So the camp takes over the high school based medrash, and the main based medrash is regular learning, regular bit is mine, I'm learning. So sitting in based medrash one day, and there's three boys come running in looking for Rabbi Reingold. So somebody pointed them to Rabbi Reingold. So I asked them, what can I do for you? He said, they're middle of color war. So color war camp over there, there's two different themes. Shtika versus deeper, I don't know, let's say those are the two teams. Right, that wouldn't be fair. The Shtika team doesn't make any cheers. They just go, I don't know, whatever. Right? So they needed. So part of the color war, different events that they have to do. They competed in is that they have to make some banners with the chazals about their midah. So somebody told them the people who are in charge of the teams. So. They're called the generals. So the general told these boys they have to go to Rabbi Rangel Beis Medrash. He'll help them find some chazals to use for the banner. So I don't know what the two teams were, but you know whatever it was. So I said, "What's the topic?" They gave me the topic. I showed them three chazals about the topic. They're very happy, and they get run back to their team. Half an hour later, three other boys come running into Beis Medrash. Right, who's Rabbi Rangel? Right, they're from the other team, and they were told by their general that they have to go to Rangel to get help to find some chazals. Okay. So I helped them. Now, what type of chazal? Do you find a chazal? There's nothing better for the goof. Let's say the two teams are shtik and deep, right? So I find the lomitzos to the goof type of shtik. There's nothing better for the body than shtik. Oh, I mean, how can you get a better line than that, right? Then you find a chazal. Remember, let's say you find a chazal which talks about that says that a person who speaks, he's mamish not so shutul because baruch master gracious. So what can be better than that? Right, so which one's better? So they're very happy. They have their like banner. They're very happy, and they run this in around that this way. And I'm like, no, what's the shot? You know, yeah, I gave you three chazal. There's nothing better than this. Three chazal, nothing better than that. These two things are austere with each other. So what does it do with that? He says, first of all, you see two things. So you see that if a person, you want to find chazal to support your position, you can find chazal to support your position. Let's say a person who is too hasty. So he can find all the chazals about Jesus and use them as an excuse to being hasty. Right? Let's say a person is he's overly cautious. He can find all the chazals about Zahiris and use them as support for to be cautious. Right? So now what? So the guy says, what do you mean? I looked at the chazal and see chazals is the right thing to do. So what do you have for me? Rabbi Lebayatzi told me a story that they had in their chevra when he was a bacher. There was one fellow who was like laid back to the nth degree. He never got anything done. But not because he was laid back, he was lazy. He was cautious. He said, let's think about it some more, make a decision, left to the side, you know. Don't rush. His motto was don't rush. So they're pushing him, you have to make decisions, it's part of life, but then it's Parshas Vayechi. And the pasuk talks about Reuven lost the Bechara because Pachas Kamayim, he was too hasty. So Reb Chaim Shlomo gives this whole shmooze about not being hasty. So he comes back, you see Reb Chaim Shlomo like me, I should be hasty, you see him right, So what happens, so you get this drusha. Someone went to him, he went to Soloveitchik, and Mamash, he came there for a week, he was like, Mamash, he's such a Shiat HaShemayah. Reb Soloveitchik spoke about in Boston, he spoke about Reb Shabari, he spoke about like this meter, he's like, he explained there's like nothing more important than this meter. So Mamash, I copped the week, when he spoke about the most important meter. A few said he was there, and he speaks, he said, there's nothing more important than this meter. He's like, huh? He says, like, okay, whatever, I don't know. Few times there again. There's nothing more important than this meter. Like now what? So you can find a chazal that support whatever you want. So that means nothing. So what's takab shat? What do you do? Right. So the answer is that there's a word I told you from Reb Dessler. Reb Dessler asked the kash. Says I've sent this over recently. That the post is above the arts. All is almost tarasi. So why did Klai Yisrael lose Eretz Yisrael? Because they left the Torah. The Gemara says, Dabar said, Nishal al-Levi'im, Nishal al-Chacham, and Bilal Pershua. They asked the Levi'im, what did we do wrong? He said, I have no idea. Let's go, what did we do wrong? No idea. Now, if the Chacham and the Levi'im couldn't figure out what they did wrong, obviously they weren't doing something which was blatantly a problem. Like then you can tell you, well, see, we have a problem here, right? So there was no attribute of Kosh Baruch Hu Atzmoi, and explains above the Oritz Al Azom Es Torasi Shlo Baruch Hu Batar Tchila. They lost it too because they didn't say Berachas Atar. Okay, we have predicted that's a problem. I don't know, right? The Chalmin did not see that as being. Maybe they were aware of it. Right? The box says what it meant. It didn't necessarily mean that, they perceived that learning Torah was a way to keep halacha. It wasn't its own endeavor. So it doesn't deserve its own bracha. It's just a heksher mitzvah. That was the title of that. They misunderstood the purpose of Torah. Torah is to the human being's mind should be absorbed in Torah. They got it wrong. Chum didn't chop that. The Rebbe didn't chop that. So one second. So you go to Klai, and listen, you really blew it. Now, nobody can figure out what the problem was, and therefore you asked the biggest rabbis and they couldn't see whether anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong, but by the way, you did it wrong, and I'll hold you responsible, even though you have no idea what you did wrong. That's not fair. What does the Rosh want from Klai Yisrael? Rudessa writes, if nobody knows what can figure out the problem is, Klai Yisrael couldn't figure out it either. So how can I hold you responsible for something which you cannot realize is a problem? The answer has to be that you could realize it's a problem. So the person truly wants to know the emes, he'll find the emes. Even if the Kalkum doesn't know, the Navi doesn't know, but deep down you'll be able to figure out what's right and what's wrong if you really want to know. She says, so if I go, I come in and I have an agenda. I like not being hasty. So I look at all the Chazals and say, not being hasty. Right? I like being a Zoros and getting it done. Blah, 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 you know, and I want the Chazals, like, you know, slow down. I find all the Chazals are being, that's not that, that's ridiculous. I come to the Rosh Hashanah, I know my nature, but that's, I want to do the right thing. Please let me realize what the right thing is. Let me find the balance which is right. So yes, this is important. This is important. You have to find the balance when to use them. So I get the Chazals about, there's nothing more, the Malach is like mamash, it's the Shpitz. And I get the Chazals about, there's nothing more important than Talmud Torah. So we got a problem over here. Right? So which one is it? So I have a choice. I can spend the next 9 hours learning, the next 9 hours working. What should I do? Well, there's nothing better than Talmud Torah. There's nothing better than you than Malacha. So now what? So obviously we're going to need Siyata Shmaya to understand how to implement this Lamaisa and when you apply it. Which we're not going to get tonight. You know, the more it's more about the quotes from the Chazal, where Chazal put a tremendous gauge on the importance of work. And it just seems some of the Chazals. Now there is a Kesa Mishnah which is in the packet, which he talks about the idea of a person sitting and learning and not getting supported and not working, because the Rambam comes at it from an angle that it's a Chil Hashem to be supported for learning Torah.
Really?
Because it's lowering the Torah, using Torah as a cardum, lachbar, by that's not what Torah is made for. So it's inappropriate. You're not allowed to use Torah for that purpose. You're not allowed to get paid for learning Torah. Now, that's not so pashut, because the Gemara Ksuba, at the beginning of the last parak, the Gemara talks about that they paid different individuals from the money of the, which came to the Beis Hamikdash to be able to learn the different types of things and teach people how to do these different things, etc. Klai Yisrael needs to turn to Chachamim. So the more there says they paid Dayanim also. You're asking a Dayan to do work means he's Batumi Malachta. He can't work. You want him available to be a Dayan. So if you need to be a Chachamim, the Rambam, so the Bir Loch in Erechayim, Simreish Lamed Aleph, quotes over there from the Dabar Shmuel, the Rambam's Moida, that if this is what the only way, we live in a society where the only way you can really absorb the Torah that you need to absorb is by not committing to anything else and just focusing on that. So then, you have, that's this Gemara. We need to be the Chachamim. So you have a right to pay them. So that's not a problem. That's what he says, even Rambam agrees. But that being said, you know, the Rambam puts its tremendous legation on the importance of working. And we also have tremendous legation about the importance of learning. So what's the answer? Deep down we know the answer. Right? You have an individual, I think I told you the story with the Titus Deber.
What's the story? I don't
know. Okay, so I have a chaver who is a tremendous Dabrin. He's always talking. He's a very geshmaka guy. He always has something to say. He's always like Lebanon. He's life in a party. He talks a lot. Not, you know, he's a rav of a shul. You know, he's a big. He's sought after speaker. He's a lot of fun. He's geshmak. We were living in the apartment building. We were like the same building. Like you knew when he was in the building. Because as soon as you come into the building, you hear him humming and singing. You know, like. Like it's, you know, there's so and so's in the hallway again. You know, like that was a given. One point in time, he says, "You know, I talk too much." He says, "I have a conversation with people. I talk too much. I'm monopolizing the conversation. I need to shut my mouth." So he undertook a Titus Deber.
Really?
He was learning in the mirror in Eretz Yisrael. He undertook a Titus Deber. So one day, 2 days, 3 days, he's not talking. Right, and he's getting more and more depressed. Because his nature is he's a very social person, so he was having no social interaction with other people. But he made this Kabbalah because he does talk too much, he needs to find an Eitzah. Kitzur, One day, the Mashkiach, the Rebaron Chodesh, walks by. The Rebaron is very on the ball. He chaps is going on. He walks by, he says, so and so, he says, Loizu Aderech. That's not the way to do it. It's all he said. Like, he chaps, with no preamble, no closure, he chaps what the guy was trying to do. He chaps why it's not healthy for him. This won't work for you. Right? So you have one person which is saying, sitting and learning without working will affect him in one way. One person is going to affect him in a different way. So you have to know what is the impact in your Avodas Hashem. I might need to work to be able to feel that I can learn my hours. Okay, next page. So this is the Sefer Torah Shleima. Mishiva has a set of it. It's put up by Rav Menachem Mendel Kasher. Rav Menachem Mendel Kasher was a man which they argue that, you know, he had a photographic memory. But he's a tremendous master, a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He knew Kol Shekulam. So he put out a sefer on Chumash. He brings on each pasuk. All the Chazals will talk about that pasuk. But he brings quotes like from everything, from Oisius Medrash, Oisius Rebbe Kiva, Medrash Boyer. He'll quote Chazals from everything. This is without computers. He did this in the '50s. Right. Wow. So in the back of his yeshiva has it. It's like 10 volumes this thick. And he didn't finish Chumash. He made it through then the Parshas Masa, and he was Nifter. So we don't have anything to say but the worm from him. So in the back of Yisro, on the Psukim about Shabbos, talks about Sheshi Yom Tavoid. See, he put an appendix in the back. What he talks about is how this Sheshi Yom Tavoid. Mechilta the Rashbi, the sefer called Mechilta. Mechilta is a halachic medrash sefer. You have a medrash sefer to the Ganata. It's a sefer on Chumash, which makes drushes in the Pesukim, but it's all halacha. The topics are halacha. The issues they're dealing with are halacha, Hilchos issues, not Ganata issues. There's two versions of the Mechilta. There's the standard version, which is called Mechilta. It was actually written by Rabbi Yishmael. And there's a Mechilta which is known as Mechilta the Rashbi, Shimon Yochai. Shimon Yochai wrote the Mechilta. Standard Mechilta is Mechilta of Rabbi Shmuel. There's something known as Mechilta the Rashbi, Mechilta of Shimon Yochai. So in this Mechilta it says the following drush. Sheshem in Tavoid, Rabbi Armer Rezu Gzeira Cheris, this is another mitzvah, Kashem Shitzav Yisrael, a mitzvah, a seishal Shabbos, Kach Nitzav Al Amalach. Kleisel is a command to work during the week. Obviously, Nosin, Nosabeis, Perchavalov. So the Sefer Obis. So we have the Sefer Obis. The Sefer Obis is six prokim long. It's actually five prokim long plus a six parak of brises. Shanachom Meloshon Mishnah. They wrote it in the same language as the Mishnah, but it's not Mishnah. It's brises. There's something called Obis Rabnosin. Rabnosin was Rebbe Rabbeinu Kosh's Rebbe, and he has a version of Obis, which is the same version as Rebbe Kamat. But he expands on it much more. It's called Obis Reb Nosson. So in the Obis Reb Nosson, which we have two versions of it, but we have two manuscripts which became considered definitive, and they disagree. So it's called Nusach Aleph, Nusach Beis. So Nusach Beis of Obis Reb Nosson, Perchav Aleph, it says, Rabbi Yezer Armer, Gedol Yim Malacha, Shekshem Shetzav Yisrael Al Shabbos, Kali Tzav Al Malacha, Shnei Mer Sheshem Tavoid, V'shiz Kom Latecha. Sefer Mincha Blula Khan Kosim Mincha to Isa Shesh Yamim Tavoid Zumis Asay Pshuto Im Tirtza. Now the pshuto of the pasuk does not mean that. It means not that you must work. It means you could work. Wow. If you want to work, you don't want to don't work. I don't care. But Shabbos you can't. That's pshuto Shemekru. Shesh Yamim Tavoid doesn't mean you must. It means that you can't. So that's up to you. But Shabbos that you can't. That's Shuto Shemekru, the Sefer Mincha Blula says, but Chazal Adar Shining it not like that. Chazal Adar Shining it to see that it's a tzivui. It's a tzivui to do malach. He talks about that for a while. I skipped the pages. So you see that's page 244. The next one I have over here is 248. So I skipped it over. So what he does is he wants to bring all of the chazals, which are talking about the pasuk of Moshe. He brings the chazal which talk about that pasuk. One of them being about the importance of work, etc. Now he's going to bring the concept of work, how important it is, etc. From different sources. So he goes to many sources. He brings the Mechel the Rishon Meichoi. So that till Klai Yisrael did Malacha, but Shechina can't come. When you stopped working, then person takes benefit from hektish. He's chayv meila, one pruta's worth. Pruta's worth was very small. Okay, maybe osher, mishtei sloim, so he has to bring the value, another fifth, plus he has to bring a korban, bring the henna min a hektish, even a shav pruta. The more it says, there was workers who were getting, not only were they working in the mikdash, they were getting paid from the money of the truth of lishka. If I take the truth of lishka for my own purposes, the alarm goes off, and mila. This fellow was getting paid, the chavkila, from this, because malacha is important enough, you can get paid for your malacha from the money of the hektish.
He was providing service, though.
True, but the point is, we would have said, yeah, that's very nice, but how can you use hektish money? The fellow's building's up. Like, it's not, the more talking about even things which are not in the mikdash, they would actually use, they would help fix the streets in Yerushalayim from the money of the mikdash. So I want to take it for my own purposes. No. If you're working and you take it, it's mutter. What is it? It's for the purpose, it's not of hektish. So how's the mutter? Okay. That's the power of malacha.
But he doesn't take it directly, right? I mean, there's someone who oversees the money.
Yeah, he doesn't take it personally. But, right. But the money is being used for a purpose,
right,
which we would have imagined is not appropriate. Okay, so Kohen Gadol, with all of the purity of Kohen Gadol, goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim, not for Avodah, Sky Misa. B'Shas Malacha, but there is not for the Avodah of the Kabbalahs. B'Shas Malacha, but they had to fix something in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Malacha's Temeim, Balimum, and Matarim, the Kohenis. So you're putting people over there, which you can't imagine that at a right mind, you should be able to put them into Kodesh Kedoshim, and we're being mad to that because it's Malacha.
Oh, really? So it had to be fixed, did it have to be the Kohen Gadol that did the repairs?
No, if you anybody.
Anybody could be able to do the repairs.
So the Mora says that they would lower them down from through the skylight, the skylight on top, they'd lower them down on ropes from the skylight on a platform, like a box. So they weren't. They shouldn't, you know, touch be looking floor. Around, you know, getting a tour of the Kodesh Kedoshim, but they were allowed to be in there. Okay, and see, he has these all chazals. If you see the page, it just keeps going like this. Fine. So what's before we get to how do you balance that with the learning part? So, just like trying to understand what this is about. So, the pasuk says Adam la'amal yulad, person is made for work. Where it says I'm not sure if it means a mile of peh or a mile of physical work. Where it means the pasuk it says we're talking about bepeh. Where it says maybe it just means any type of conversation that means return. Okay. That being said, if a person's honest with himself, he's okay. Yes, you know, I'm done, not working anymore. I don't care about the money. If I starve, I'll starve, right? And the fact that keeps me occupied, if it makes me feel productive, I give it all up. I'm just going to sit and learn, right? So some people can do that. Some people, the reaction of giving this up, that the sense of security which work gives you, the sense of productivity that work gives you, If he doesn't have that, he's not going to be able to function. He for whatever reason, this is chiyuni, this is something which is necessary for him to function. So then he should be working. Right? I have a person who has the nature of the abilities that he could, the things they're not important to him, and he could easily sit away, tuck in some corner, and focus for hours and hours and hours and hours on that, in learning. So maybe we should have him learn. Right? That's his, he doesn't have a problem. But the other guy has a problem. Instead of saying, "Well, listen, force yourself," to recognize that maybe that's not going to work for him. Maybe he might be doing better if he's working a little bit, let's say part time, full time, whatever it is. And then he feels that he's productive, he's accomplishing, etc. Then when he sits down and learns, he can focus. So, how do you know what's right for the person? That's a tremendously hard question. And there's Gehenna on both sides. Of the answer, So the person who should be learning, who could be learning more, and should be learning more, and you tell me go to work, took away a goal of Yisrael, right? The person who's supposed to be working, and you tell him sit and learn, you're crushing human being, it's Ritzicha, very possible, So that's you have two sides, you have your head on both sides of you. So a little bit, I think that plays a tremendous role. But besides that, you can go through all of the chazals. It's really fascinating. But besides that, back in the beginning of the packet, I want to read to you the Rambam. The Rambam makes a tremendously strong argument about the importance of work. Back in the beginning of the packet. It's the second, the third and fourth page of the packet. Yeah. And then there's this long Ketzah Mishnah who responds. Now, the Ketzah Mishnah is the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef basically, many ways, follows the Rambam. Over here, he's totally not doing that. He's totally not with the Rambam. Okay, we're looking at Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. Any person who's contemplating the idea, especially even he's thinking about it, Shiyasik Matera, Lo Yasim Malacha, Yisparsim Minat Staka. Person has a plan. He's going to learn Torah, not do any work, and he's going to support it from Staka. Raise a Chilul as Hashem, Ubiza as a Torah, Vekobam Mor Hadas, Vegorm Rola Atzmoy, Ubotu Chayim Min Arla Mabo. Is that the strong lesson? Okay. Fi. So also the Hanus B'Divrei Torah by the Mazep. Or Chabon Kol Mahen B'Divrei Torah, but not the Chaim in Ireland. Person who takes benefit from learning is taking away his life. But Tzibo Vamru, Al Tasei Matar Lizgalo Behen, you can't use it as a crown to get COVID. Well, Karim Makro Behen, it's not it's not something which you can use to dig for your money. You should love work. You should hate being in the position of authority to being the rabbanus. If you don't have malacha with your Torah, eventually it's going to be undermined. And since he doesn't have a pranasa, eventually he's going to need food, need money, so he's going to go, if necessary, he will act as a bandit. And meanwhile, the Rambam has this tremendously strong lashon about its usur, it's a chil Hashem, it's, bizas atara, etc., etc. The Ketzah Mishnah, the Ketzah Mishnah starts here and it goes all over here. He takes on the Rambam very stark and he holds that the Rambam is wrong. And that you're allowed to get supported and you're allowed to not work. And he says, and even if that would be true at the Rambam, but we live in a society that that if a person is going to be going to be working, the Rambam says before. Let's see if we if put a page in. 1 second. No. Okay, the Rambam sets out his picture of like the Balabas's day. It's not here on the packet. So he basically has the Balabas learning 9 hours a day and working three. That's what he calls the Balabas. That's not the Talmud Chacham, that's the Balabas. He's only learning 9 hours a day. Yeah, I mean, he works three. So
well, he assumes he can support the family for 3 hours.
What?
He assumes 3 hours is enough.
They're saying, the world which he lived in, that was enough to support a family.
Wow.
Three hours of work, and you should be learning. Now, if a person has that you sleep 8 hours a night, so 24 hours, minus 8 is 16. 2 hours is spent in davening, etc. 2 hours is spent in eating and relaxing a little bit, etc. You still have 12 hours to learn. 12 hours to use in a day, productively.
Right.
So he says, fine. So you should work for 9 hours and learn. You should learn for 9 hours and work for 3 hours. So that's your. Then he discusses you should take a third of it for this, a third of it that. You know, he has it all worked out. This is the Bala, that's the Rambam's Balabas.
Wow.
So, in a world where that's what working looked like, so you hear the Rambam's argument a little bit stronger. Like the Beis Yosef says, but I'm living in a world that doesn't work anymore. So working means that you're up at the crack of dawn and you work yourself ragged until sunset, or until the dusk. And what are you going to learn? You mean Amoritz? At the Rambam's world, there was a person was able to work and get 9 hours of learning. It says in our society, you get if you work, you get on Shabbos you get to learn something. And, you know, maybe you chop and Mishnah you share it b'tim nechamar, like, and that's it. So what's going to be the Torah? So that's the Kesa Mishnah says that you have to recognize that the society that you're living in and work with the realities on the ground. That's very bekitzer, the point of the Kesef Mishnah over here.
Don't we have a letter that the Rambam wrote that his day was filled with work, though, I thought?
The Rambam writes a letter to Rishmul Ibn Tibbon. So Ibn Tibbon was, there were many very important Jewish philosophical works written in Arabic. The Khuzari was written in Arabic. There was the Marana Bukh was written in Arabic. The Mosodeus is written in Arabic. Shmuel Ibn Tibbon was a translator. He translated from the Arabic to the Hebrew. He was a Talmud of the Rambam, and he went on his own way. When this opportunity came up to do that, to be supportive of himself through doing that, he asked the Rambam. The Rambam told him to do it, etc. He said, "You know, if I have questions. You know, how to? I want to take this responsibility. I need help. I want to come visit you." He says, "Don't come visit me. I have no time for you." He says, "I'm the royal physician to the king, whatever he's called, and all of his harems, right? So I'm busy. I get up at the crack of the dawn. I'm busy working the whole day. I come back home. I'm exhausted. I can't learn anything. So we come to visit me is a waste of time. I can't talk to you." That's a lot of your thinking.
Right.
So yeah, he was forced by circumstances, you know. He was a physician. He was caught the eye of the head of the court. He says, "You now are the court's physician." I says, "No, I want to learn." You tell the king, I say, "You know, thank you very much. I appreciate the appointment, but I'd rather be learning. Working 3 hours a day." And so the king says, "You know, well, solve your problem. You know, you won't be doing either." there wasn't an option to say no. So it's hard to derive from the Rambam Lamaisa, you know.
And that was not all the time. It was only a few years of his life.
It's the end of his life. Yeah, it was the end of his life, right.
Oh.
Obviously, at some point in his life, he wrote Mishnah Torah. He wrote Mar Nebuchadnezzar. He wrote Pirush Mishnayos. He had him learned somewhere in the world. So this is this long Kesem Mishnah. That's the argument. That's part of the argument that he says. He says, in regards to the Etzem argument, that you can't get supported, you see the Morgan soup. It's not like that. They were supporting a multitude of people who are working for the Mikdash, and they would support the people who took care of fixing the roads. Or so they took care, they supported the Yonim. You can't ask a person to be a Dayan and forgo his work without giving him compensation. Right? So, he said, so the person says, okay, you know, if you wouldn't have asked me to be a Dayan, and I keep my lawyer job, I would have gotten a $14 billion client. We do cashman. the normal ebb and flow of the business, we do cashman, and that's, you know, he's taking a loss, so we have to compensate. Okay. Okay, I think that's a call from home. Let's hold it here. Okay. So the Kesem Mishnah makes a strong argument that, you know, there clearly was a musig of supporting people to be available for clients, to be able to learn and to be knowledgeable. And our society says we don't have the option of trading Tamid Chachamim, like the Rambam says, or the Chachamim of the Gemara, which they were able to work and still become the Gemara that they are. We don't have that wherewithal. It's just not happening. And, you know, since maybe you'll find a few individuals, but every city, every little village needed a rav. So where are they going to come from? So we obviously, right, nowadays, that's not an argument. You know, that's not the issue, because we have many, many people more who are learning beyond who, just because they need a rav, etc. But what they're arguing is that, you know, with the society that we live in, if we don't create a strong foundation of learning Torah, etc., which a person can get in the younger years, you're not going to have the knowledge and the awareness, etc., to create a home which will withstand many of the challenges of the society is throwing at it. So that's also called a valid need, that you'd be allowed to say, well, I can't learn and focus on my learning if I'm busy doing something else. Just tell you one last thought. Talking to a very intelligent person involved in kinnuch, etc. So the parent, they wanted the boy after high school to spend the 2 years learning. And the parent wanted the boy to say, I don't mind the boy should learn, but I want him to go to college and he can learn also. And I promise you, after he finishes going to, you know, getting his degree, he should become a lawyer, whatever it is, after these, you know, the 4 years of undergrad and the 3 years of law school, 7 years from now, he can go sit and learn if he wants to. Right, but you know, he can learn now together with it. So he says, mm-hmm. He said, why? Because even though he might come a Talmud Chacham, etc., but like, I want him something in his back pocket. So he says, according to your theory, the guy should go to medical school and law school at the same time, because in case one doesn't work out, he has the other one in his back pocket. Like, you know, if you want to pursue something, let him pursue it. But the half-baked measure of, like, you know, yeah, I don't mind, he should learn, but I want to make sure they should also have it just in case. Like, so then, you know, go to culinary school just in case the law school doesn't work out. We don't say that. You say, let me focus on one thing. So let him focus on one thing. Our society, you know, our young men don't have the ability to really top a rhyme at a high level if they're being distracted by other things at the same time. So then your question of what should go first. Okay, but the deal, you're going to do both. Like, we're all going to be Rambams. It's not realistic.